crew of the Blood Gullet watched the exchange in silence, knowing the outcome, as Vizca chuckled.
You took it? Just like that?
The weasel shook his head stoutly.
No, not just like that, Captain. What happened was this. A surprise for the directs. Lying around campfire they was. One of them had stuck the sword in the ground. They was resting, so I sneaked in, grabbed the sword and slayed them all. I've been looking for you ever since, Captain.
Vizca began advancing slowly on Magga, all the time keeping his eye on Martin's sword. The weasel sensed he was in trouble. He dropped his paw until he was grasping the hilt of the weapon. Vizca stopped within a pace of him, shaking his head sadly.
Don't do that, Magga, me old mate. I left me mace on the ground over there. What could I do again a blade like that? I ain't armed, except for this cob of rope. You keep your sword, messmate. You deserve it, after slaying 4 brown rats to get it. Ain't that right, mates?
The vermin crew nodded dutifully. Magga looked around at them, relinquishing his hold on the sword. Stars went off inside his head as a knotted rope thudded into his eye. He fell backward with an agonised yelp as Vizca leapt on him, stepping on his sword paw and lashing mercilessly with the rope. Every stroke hit Magga's head, his eyes, jaw, snout, teeth, cheeks and chin. Vizca never let up the savage assault until he was certain Magga was finished. The blade sliced through Magga's belt as Vizca pulled it free. Breathing heavily, he stood over his victim, bellowing with rage at the prone body.
Traitor! Turntail! You ran the first whiff of those brown rats! You deserted me and me crew, all your mates. Now you come running back here with your lies, carrying a fancy blade and thinking Vizca Longtooth is some kind of fool. Well, who's the fool now, scumbrain?
The golden fox seized Magga by an ear. Raising the weasel's head, he swung with the sword. The Blood Gullet's crew stared horrified as Vizca held up the severed head. His warning was not lost on them.
You see, Magga ain't telling lies no more. I can't stand a runaway or a traitor. Remember that, all of you.
Rangval and Mordi had witnessed the whole shocking incident. Mordi whispered,
"As soon as Orc awakens, we'd do well to tell him not to mention the sword. Right, Bucko? Mum's the word."
The rogue Squiddle agreed readily.
"Oh, right you are, Mum. It's a good job the fox never had that grand old blade before we started beating him. He might have tried it out on us just for practice."
The hermaid murmured urgently,
"Don't talk too blooming soon, old chap. He's headed over here looking rather like he's become pretty fond of head chopping, what?"
Rangval swallowed hard as he watched Vizca approaching.
"Sure. I hope he's not about to become a pain in the neck. I like being attached to this old head of mine."
Vizca held the sword forth until it was at the captive's eye level.
"This ain't no brown rat weapon. 'Tis a fine blade. Tell me, where have you seen it afore?"
The keen blade came close to Mordi's throat as she answered,
"Seen it before? No, afraid not, sir. But let me say it suits you well. The sword was obviously made for you. It's yours by right of conquest, I think."
Vizca stared up at the three friends, suspended from the branch by their paws. He drew back the sword and struck with a yell.
"Yeah!"